Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black,
black, black. Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, CG Atlantic, CG United Insurance, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Good afternoon, everybody. The Friday, September 30th edition of Talking Heads is on. And before we get started, I have something special for my producer and the rest of these fishy foul fools around here. My esteemed broadcast colleague, Mr. Sheldon Longley. See, I know you, if I would have sent it in, it wouldn't get played because the little other little fish head in production, Darius Bannister, a.k.a. DJ Beats. Yeah, you see? All of y'all would have conspired not to play it. So I'm going to bless you today because I feel your situation. And I feel like I should start off the show by singing a song for the Miami Dolphins. For it's all right, for it's all right, for we are in our Savior's care, for it's all right. Or how about this one? It is finished. The battle is over. What do you say? Huh? What's going on? You so quiet today, Mr. Producer? What happened? Your mouth pinned right up like a stuffed up blowhole. Look at it. Anyhow, I will get to that situation in the 5 o'clock hour. But I will tell you this, Mr. Producer. I am glad to know that your quarterback is okay. I'm glad to know that he didn't suffer serious injury. Glad to know that he suffered no paralysis. He has full mobility. And he went back to Miami on the plane with the Dolphins. So you know what that means, right, Kermie? I now can make fun of him because he's okay. What was he doing laying on his back? He looked like he was throwing up Samoan gang signs at one point in time. What was going on with the fingers, man? They look like Samoan gang signs. I don't know if he's trying to make blood, Crip, gun dog, gun hawk, rebellion. I don't know what kind of sign he's trying to throw up, but you can tell me. You see how this one can go today? Hey, you lucky. You better thank Jesus today is Friday. That's all you should do. Thank him that today is Friday. Because if that had been a Monday night game, I was goosey y'all for the week. You hear me? So anyway, all I can say to you is, Dak Prescott, week one, Tua, week two, week four, come on over to the We Lost Our Quarterback Club. What you drinking, buddy? What you want? You want a cold one? By the looks of it, you need like five after that loss last night. Anyway, we can talk about that later. How you doing, Mr. Producer? Boy, it was just a couple days ago, boy, you was blasting off like DJ Khaled. Mickey, remix and all kind of stuff. Now today, Bo Peep, can't say nothing. Silence of the Dolphins. My God. Anyway, I digress. Oh, and just so you know, come Sunday, 4 o'clock, we could be 3-1 just like y'all. Then what you can say come Monday morning when you got to deal with me. Okay. Uh-huh. Anyway, I digress. I hope you all had a good Friday so far. I just had to get that off my chest. You know I have to deal with certain things around here. I hope you have a good Friday going on. All right? And, I'll be honest with you. We got to jump right into the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Don't forget, new arrivals in stock right now, both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Be sure to check both those locations out Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. to serve you. You can do all your shopping online with Fine Threads as well, finethreads.com, and then arrange for pickup in any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. So let's jump on in. Let's check out the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242 was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian, news and views that matter since 1844. And, you know, murder count exceeds 100. Murders up 16% over last year. Now, I'd just like to say, Chief of Police, Commissioner of Police, Mr. Fernanda, listen, I have no brief with you, sir. But as a comedian, I can tell you from time to time I have suffered foot and mouth disease. And you, sir, a couple of months ago suffered the same thing. It was just in August at Rotary that Commissioner of Police Fernanda said that we're at 85 now, and he felt supremely confident that we would not exceed 100 for the year. Well, we had 101 right now. We was at 99 yesterday. So I didn't think he was going to put, I don't think that prediction was going to hold. And here we are at 101. Now, it's quite easy for people to jump up and say, yeah, point the finger at the police. No. The chief of police has his hands full. He don't have to deal with just murder. It's all crime he has to deal with. I'm just, you know, suggesting to the commissioner, you know, the chief of police, hey, easy on the predictions. If you want to call football, fine. Call in every day, I'll let you pick with us. Them kind of predictions, no, sir. Because we're now at 101. Okay? And you can't just point your finger at the police. You got to point your finger at society. You got to point the fingers at parents. You got to point the finger at peer groups. You got to point the finger at social media. There's numerous levels where we need to start pointing our finger at and come together collectively and say we all are part of this problem. We need to be all part of the solution. So basically what I'm telling the commissioner this afternoon, don't make predictions. That's what I'm saying. But I'm also saying he has my full support in bringing crime down, especially murder. Murders up 16% over last year. Okay? There were 87 murders recorded in the first 9 months of 2021. The 100th murder was recorded on Abaco shortly after 11 p.m. on Wednesday. And yesterday, 101 occurred. Theodore Lane and JFK Drive. We're at 101. And we got 3 months left to go in the year. October, November, December. So now you have to wonder, is the current murder record of 146 that was set in 2015, remember when it was set? In 2015. And that ties back to the irony of our politics here. Because I remember in 2012, the PLP campaigned on the bloodbath and the scourge of murders that the FNM had experienced under their watch. A lot of people found it foul and disgusting and tapping into something, but it won them an election. But how ironic that in 2015, the record of 146 murders was set. And now, ironically, and I'm just saying it's coincidentally, it's got to be coincidence, that in 2022, under this administration, we're now knocking on the door to potentially break this record. 146. This one record that I don't want to see broken. So again, we have to come together and figure out collectively as a society and a community, how are we going to eradicate ourselves of this scourge? And we got to take a few steps back to see where it emanated from, see where it is, and how we're going to solve it moving forward. But the finger pointing can't happen all the time toward the police and toward the administrations. It's got to be balanced because we all have a part in this. But chime in and let me know what you think. Text lines are wide open, powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Phone lines are open. We're keeping them open today, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. Okay. Hey, Naughty, I agree not to make predictions, but when crime is reduced The commissioner wants all the praise. Ain't no society in that. Well, listen, Texter, what are we really talking about reduced? If we go from having 110 murders, hypothetically, to 106, yeah, it's gone down, but really, where are we? It's still a societal problem. There's issues at home that contribute to this. There's issues in society. There's issues in schools. There's issues in the community. There's extenuating factors and mitigating factors that contribute to all of these. And it ties in on multiple levels. So that's why I say we all have our part in this. And we could agree to disagree on it, but if you do the math, it all adds up. Listen, and it wasn't 4:30, mister. See, that's how you lie. You talk text, you talking about I's a true Bahamian. You could text me at 4:29 and tell me I show up at 4:30 after I've been on the air for 12 minutes talking. And forgive me if I have a fixation with the number 4:20, okay? Forgive me if 4:20 is my favorite number, texter. But you need to learn how to tell time. The same way you used to cut the line in St. Andrews? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or SAC? Yeah. Learn how to chime in the same way. Naughty, here's another text. Naughty, we're not going to be happy until we break the record. Then we're going to make noise, and then the USA is going to put another travel advisory on us. There you go. But see, you text are now helping the situation. Because you see, you're proving my point. How many layers in society this affects and how many people need to come together to help with the solution. Because if we can't get it together and the murder rate fly up, you know Uncle Sam going to go and put out their advisory. Now it affects tourism and livelihoods, so on and so forth in that sector. So it has some nasty long tentacles that we need to figure out how we're going to, you know, curtail and not let it spread and not let it continue to get to where it is right now. Naughty, what happened to the so-called crime symposium that the prime minister held a couple of months ago? The man is all about photo ops. That's it. Well, there was a crime symposium. It was a good photo op, but here we are, and we still got issues. Boy, I tell you. There's one headline that we could go on for days. Floods trap many in Florida as Ian heads to South Carolina. Acting CMO defends mask mandate for classrooms. Acting Chief Medical Officer Philip Swan yesterday defended the Ministry of Health's decision to keep the mask mandate in place for students in the classroom. I think the mask situation right now is a personal one. You know, you're going to waive it come Monday on October 1st and you get whenever the first rolls in. That's fine. But it should still be an option for people who want to wear them or who don't want to wear them. And I ain't talking to the criminal element either, okay? All right. Gibson's corruption trial starts May 2023. Adrian Gibson, the sitting FNM Free National Movement member of Parliament for Long Island, is set to be tried in May 2023 on corruption charges after Justice Cheryl Grant Thompson yesterday refused to recuse herself from presiding over the case over allegations of perceived bias. She denied a motion by Gibson's defense lawyer, Mario DeSille, who also, let me get to page 8 because I want to make sure, you know. Who also represents Gibson's co-defendants, Joan Knowles and Jerome Misick. Ralph Moxie, Donald Saunders, and Brian Dorsett, lawyers for the remaining defendants. All right? So we got to wait till May 2023 to see where that goes. And now it is sub judice. So for all of my contributors who like to fly in social media chat groups and so on and so forth, careful how you talk about the situation now because it's before the court. And you don't want to compromise anything that's going before the court. Naughty, I will tell Uncle Sam I'm a brown-skinned Bahamian, not a black-skinned Bahamian, so judge me different when I apply for my visa. You are 10 wrong for that. You 10 wrong for that. That's how you can do it? Boy, Bahamians, we'll do anything for a visa, hey. Even bleach, I guess. Anyhow, Mr. Producer, let's get to the first break, man. Let's take the first break. On the flip side of the break, I'll come back at you with the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And then we'll get into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, brought to you by KFC Nassau. And we'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I'm going to take another break. And at the bottom of the hour, I got your numerology report, Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. So fully loaded remainder of the 4 o'clock hour coming up. A couple of texts before we get to the break. Yep, the PRP is very domineering and powerful on rhetoric and propaganda. Many people appeal to that more than the sober and substantive issues. But Texas, you're on fire today. I like it. Keep it coming. We're going to pick it up on the flip side of the break as the Friday, September 30th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Attention all, Fish Fry Friday has been canceled with Visage because of inclement weather. But you can still dine at Vacation Cafe. The Bahamian Buffet is only $40. So Fish Fry Friday is canceled, but the Bahamian Buffet is still on, and it's only $40, some good old Bahamian food. So the crew can still go on out and have a good time. Dine at Vacation Cafe with the Bahamian Buffet for only $40 at Margaritaville.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's. Where we put fashion at your feet.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller. Until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger. Or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
The Friday, September 30th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And you just got to laugh. Oh, Lord, amazing. Okay. As we get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Oh, Lord. Something just came to mind, okay? And I can't tell you a lie. As we slide into the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes, don't forget, John's has that big sale going on until October 1st. All right? That's until Saturday. That's until tomorrow. 25% store-wide. You definitely got to check them out on everything. Both locations, all right? John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. And remember that John's serving you is a pleasure. All right. This is what got me buzzing. I ain't going to tell you a word of lie, right? Two things happened out of this. Luncheon held to celebrate the 293rd anniversary of establishment of Parliament, okay? And I ain't gonna lie, boy. When I look at all who was in attendance in there, I can honestly say some of the best BS that we've been served up over the last 50 years was in attendance there yesterday, okay? Some of the primetime BS artists were there yesterday. Yeah, man. Yeah, they happen to be all right politicians in that time, too, but they pontificated with the best of them, okay? Yeah, that looked like a fertilizer factory yesterday. I bet you if you threw grass seeds on the floor in there, they'd grow. But here's the funny thing, man. When you look at it, it's generational, you know what I mean? And it's some candid pictures here, some good pictures. But like they say, pictures paint or speak a thousand words. I mean, but I tell you, a good old political luncheon, a lot of everybody grinning up. Picture in the Guardian of former Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Brent Simonet, former Member of Parliament, Kurt Smith. I remember back in the day, they used to half kill each other in Parliament. They used to try to kill each other. But they having a cocktail at the banquet, man. Look at the pictures. It speaks a thousand words, people. They should tell you something. Our politics is just like the WWE with Vince McMahon. It's just like wrestling. They can half kill each other in Parliament, but when Parliament out, guess what? They can go have a cocktail together at Waterloo. They can go eat some Indian food at Taj Mahal. You know what I mean? Come on. Wow, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Did I hear you say something about the Dolphins just now?
Do me a favor. If your team has not won within the last 24 hours, you need to come on here, not in your usual boisterous, vociferous way, and wait patiently until 5 o'clock. But yeah, I told you that was a trap game for you all last night.
Yeah.
My biggest concern was with Tua. And I'll be honest with you, and I know we'll pick it up in the 5 o'clock. I'm just glad he's healthy because I think he took two concussions back-to-back within a week. That's what I personally think.
I'll wait till you get in that segment and you'll talk.
Yeah, man, but be safe out on the road. It's wet, and I know you all Dolphins. Go find one puddle and go immerse yourself until 5 o'clock, okay? Boy, I tell you. Kirby, but at least he called. You see, Mystery Dolphin, at least he called. I appreciate that. You still in there with your mouth pin up. You got your mouth twisted up. Your mouth looks like the butt of a cat. I may as well tell you. You look like you're sucking sour. All right? Yeah, man. Look like we did tequila shots and you got stuck on the line. Come on, man. It's only one loss. Woo! I've been waiting for this for 3 long weeks. You've been out of character. I've been waiting on this. Woo! But let me get back to it. But yeah, man. Naughty. No mask on tonight. By next week, everybody coughing and spitting. Thank you, Dexter. I appreciate it. But yeah, that's what I'm buzzing on, man. I'm looking at this man and I'm saying, boy, that's. But you know, the funny thing about it, rumors swirling now, allegedly out of this banquet, you know, certain people weren't recognized. I don't know, 3 former prime ministers got recognized. Ah, boy. Dr. Minnis, you need to work on that public opinion, buddy. My God. Let me tell you. Woo! You got to work on a public opinion rating, man. They even forget to mention you now? Woo! How many people have you made upset? I digress. Anyway, another thing that we got to buzz on, and then we'll get to the break, and I can be honest with you. I am all for Bahamian entrepreneurship. I'm all for Bahamians making money. And I'm all for empowering Bahamians to have a viable business, especially in the tourism sector, okay? But while you make money in your business, you cannot put the rest of society in a disadvantage. We all got to get along, because while you're making your money, other people on the road are trying to make their money. So when I see a Jeep tour with an Escort in the front and an Escort in the back, and y'all driving 3 miles an hour in the middle of Bay Street down along past Fish Fry heading west, I would, you know, beg to say, wouldn't it make a little bit of sense that if you see that you got a long line of traffic behind you, from time to time you want to pull over a little bit and let the main majority of that pass and keep it flowing so we could get on together? Because it is basic torture getting stuck behind y'all. I may as well tell you, I'd rather somebody beat me in the head with a hammer rather than get stuck behind that painful waste of existence. And I get it. You have your company and you're trying to make your money, and I support that. But help support me and others trying to use the roads that we taxpayers pay for efficiently. So all I'm trying to say is, if you got them Jeep tours going on and you're running 18, 19 deep and you got your Escorts going, remember, we have fools here that ride in little tiny cars, little sardine cans, and they think this the Kong 500. They will try to overtake all 15 of y'all on a go slow band, and God forbid what happens then. So please, know better, do better. Let's try to get along. And 10 to 1, some of y'all are sitting there right now going, well, mother, I ain't no sad owner of company. If I really wanted to be a douchebag about this, I would call names and point fingers. No. No, I'm long enough. We'll talk about this over a beer. But I got to put it out there because a ton of people have hit me with it. And some of them people who hit me with it are giddy in their own right. And we don't need no issues. So please, let's all try to get along in this. Let's make our money together and support each other and spend our money with each other. But don't prevent me from getting to where I need to be to make my money, because you're going like molasses uphill making yours. That's all I got to say on that one. Let's take a quick break there, Mr. Producer. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back. I got Cuban Willie's numerology report lined up for you. All right. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And we'll get to some text, too, because the text lines are hot. All right. We got an open line joint going today right here on Talking Heads. The Friday, September 30th edition continues right after this.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
What is that?
Yep. It's Glenn down the street again.
Why is the house shaking?
We're like the neighbor who doesn't throw a huge party every night. Say hello to CG United. We combine great service with over a decade of A financial ratings. CG United. good like that.
Get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrates and are available in three vibrant varieties. Strawberry Dragon Fruit, Peach Passion Fruit, and the new Mango Pineapple. Sippin' ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed. Ready to mango? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Friday, September 30th edition continues right now. Let me check the text lines real quick before we get to your numerology report. And, Naughty, I never understood two things about tourism. One, the Heyman t-shirt and the Bahamian souvenirs with Made from China on the bottom of it. I just want to let you know, you go anywhere in the Caribbean and look at souvenirs, a lot of them say Made in China to the bottom. Just want to let you know that. Now, as far as the t-shirts, listen, I mean, you mad at the Heyman shirt. Why don't you support the Nomon shirt? My shirt, but I've been selling at Joker's for years. Now, I'd say it on the radio, but you know how you know how my Bahamians go. My Bahamian people, by tomorrow, somebody will be putting it out there trying to make some money off it. But yeah, let's go with the Nomon, not the Heyman. Naughty, remember what the straw market used to sell? Now it's all the same trash. Agreed. And listen, a lot of people don't know this, right? But I was lucky enough. In my childhood, my father was captain on Emerald Seas. So I got to frequent that area many a Saturday, going on the Emerald Seas, have fun on board. But also while waiting for that, I could also go around the area. And, you know, the straw market was another thing. And it was, you would see people from all over the world go to the straw market and buy native Bahamian handcraft made out of our thatch palms and sisal and so on and so forth, our bags. All handiwork, all artwork. To get your name embroidered on a bag was something that was a traditional, unique souvenir from the Bahamas. A straw bag with your name embroidered on it impeccably. Oh, yeah. And guess what? That straw market, when we were selling Bahamian products, put plenty children through private school. Don't sleep on that, because I went to school with plenty of them. So it was a great industry. It's fallen by the wayside over the years. Okay? And here we are. Now, are you talking about the good memories of the straw market? I remember the vendors never used to pay their rent. Is that still taking place? Well, we need to ask this current administration, hey. They should have the numbers for that. I know there was a whole, you know, disconnect because of the pandemic. So let's see if we're back on course with that. But my point is, we had some wonderful, wonderful products in that market. We need to get back to that. Naughty, what was the murder count under the FNM? Let me research it, but I can say off the top of my head, under the past administration, over the last 5 years, and I guess the pandemic had something to do with it, but I don't think it hit 100 in those 5 years. I could be wrong. That's why I want to research it. But I'm thinking it never hit 100. So we'll see. Naughty, and they're also still charging the tourists $2,000 to braid their hair. Now, that is a lie, okay? Stop it. I've heard some urban legends about $900 hair weaves and $1,000 hair weaves, but I don't know. Obviously, even if they charge into $2,000 allegedly, the people must be happy because we don't hear too many complaints, hey? You know? Anyway, I digress. Good opening hour, my talking heads, chiming in, texting in, calling in. Let's get into Cuban Willie's immigration report. I got that lined up. It's all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And remember, be sure to check out theislandgame.com. Check out that sports book as you go into the weekend. You got four big college football games tonight, a bevy of college football games tomorrow, NFL all weekend long, baseball as well. Tons of ways to play and win with the Island Game sports book. All right? Be sure to check it out, theislandgame.com. Let's find out where Cuban is today. Cuban, come out, come out, wherever you are. Where you at, buddy?
Wepa, buenas tardes. Soy yo, Cuban Willy. That's what I'm talking about. Hello, everybody. Mr. Producer, ¿cómo estás? Are you okay today? I know you Dolphins lost a big game last night. Mira, between Ian hitting the South Florida and the Florida and the Dolphins losing, it is a national catastrophe in Florida today, you know? And I have to laugh because I don't like the Dolphins. Because one time I tried to come from Cuba, I tried to come on the back of a dolphin and they kicked me off. That's not right. Immigration do that kind of foolishness, you know? So mira, today I have the numbers for you. I have the numbers for you. That's right. The first number is one. The first loss for the Miami Dolphins. That's number one. Number one, number one. Right there. That's the one. And the second number today in the free ball for you is seven. Because when Tua get knocked out, seven of his fingers was going in all kind of different directions, looking like he was doing Samoan gang signs. So please, por favor, make sure that he's okay. Okay, and the third number of the day is two, because next week the Dolphins going to lose again, the second straight. So the number today is 1-7-2. 1-7-2. 1-7-2. Play it and win in the island game, but always play responsibly. Play, stay playing and stay running until next week, my friends. Cuban Willy is out. I see you later.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
It's me, your left breast. Things have been a bit different lately. I know you've noticed. You should get us checked out. Changes in the characteristics of your breasts can be a sign of breast cancer. But if detected early, breast cancer can be treated. So what do you think? Let's get checked.
If you wish to place an ad or have information that can assist in highlighting the importance of more awareness during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, contact the Nassau Guardian at 302-2300. Remember, early detection for your protection. Breast cancer awareness is not just a month.
Remember when Zoom was just a sound effect? When your living room wasn't your gym? When a cough didn't scare people away? That was the good old days. And thankfully, they are coming back. As things return to normal, remember it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Opa! Burger King Nassau is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomato and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK Nassau, where taste is king.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Oh,
I had got prostate cancer. My family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Refined style with elegant taste. Defined Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, Defined Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Defined Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Defined Threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
So, what would you like to discuss?
Insurance, Doc. It's so frustrating. I go to the mall for motor, drive to Bay Street to get a home quote, swing east to file a medical claim, then go west for a pensions appointment. Don't even get me started about life.
I'm going to prescribe CG Atlantic. They have all the insurance you're looking for.
Really? Thanks.
With all the insurance you need, we're like a doctor that doesn't waste your time and money. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM continues right now to Friday, September 30th edition. And listen, I got special guests, so we're going to have a conversation in short order, but I got to get a couple of things out of the way before we get into that conversation. And first and foremost, and second of all, to all of my Dolphin fans out there, my deepest heartfelt condolences now that we're into into the sports section, okay? It's out of the way. I was waiting for this for 3 weeks. Y'all had me waiting, okay? So you know it coming. And like I told y'all, y'all should thank Jesus that y'all played on Thursday night and not on Monday night. Because if you played on Monday night, it was going to be a whole long week for y'all. Y'all getting off easy. Y'all told no chafing today. By the time we get back on Monday, Dallas could be 3-1. Y'all could be 3-1. We could be neck and neck. I mean, how much to talk about. So you got off lucky today, all right? And I'm sure when Pearly chimes in, we'll be talking with him. But before I get to our guest, real quick, I got to get, you know, how we set off the sports talk. Today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget happy hour every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 at Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Give them a call. See what they got chefed up for you today. 377-7776. All right. And, whoa, we had a lot of things happen today. September 30th, 1927, George Herman Babe Ruth hit his 60th home run of the season. He broke his own record with the home run. The record stood until 1961 when Roger Maris broke that record. That was later broken by Maguire and Ken Barnes and Sosa, but, you know, they was a little dirty. But as of two nights ago, it was refreshing to see Judge Drew, or Aaron Judge, this is me, Judge Drew, Aaron Judge, tie the score up at 61 with Roger Maris in pinstripes. And the ironies of it, Maris wore number 9, Judge wears number 99, and almost X amount of years to the day, hit 61. So if you don't tell me there's irony in sports, there's karma in sports, like sports history, it adds up. It was good to see it. Yes, shameless plug for my Yankees. And we made the playoffs. So, yeah, for the rest of y'all who had all them issues, it doesn't matter anymore. We're in. You need to get in. 1934, Dizzy Dean won his 30th game of the season in a 9-0 win over the Cincinnati Reds. 1947, the World Series was televised for the first time. And check this out. The sponsors only paid $65,000 for the entire series between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Yankees. Now, $65,000 can't even get you a commercial on one night of any game in the World Series. 1971, the Washington Senators played their last game in Washington before moving to Arlington, Texas to become the Rangers. 1972, Roberto Clemente of the Pittsburgh Pirates recorded his 3,000th career hit. It was his last as he was killed in Venezuela during the offseason. So that was his last hit. So that's why if you ever wondered why Roberto ended up with exactly 3,000, that's why. 1973, Hank Aaron finished the season one short of Babe Ruth's record of 714 home runs. He broke the record in the first month of the 74 season. 1973, the New York Yankees completed their 50th season at the stadium. 1984, Mike Witt of the California Angels became only the 11th pitcher to throw a perfect game in Major League Baseball. He defeated the Texas Rangers 1-0. 1984, the Los Angeles Rams set an NFL record when they registered 3 safeties in a 33-12 victory over the New York Giants. 1992, my favorite player of all time in baseball, George Howard Brett of the Kansas City Royals, reached his 3,000th career hit during a game against the California Angels. He was the 18th player to reach the mark. And if you didn't know, Brett was the only man to ever win a batting title in 3 different decades, 76, 80, and 90. All right? 1995, Albert Bell of the Cleveland Indians became the first player in history to hit 50 home runs and 50 doubles in the same season. And the last two, the San Francisco Giants played the Dodgers in the last baseball game to be played at Candlestick Park in 1999. And in 2002, Chris McCallister of the Baltimore Ravens returned a missed field goal 108 yards to set an NFL record. There you have it. All right? And that happened on this day in sports history, September 30th, 2022. You know, all of those events happened on this day. All right? And it's all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Be sure to check them out. And then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And that's full breakfast. Yes. All right. Other pros going to be zooming in. Now we're going to slide into our home court. And, of course, our local sports news, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And it's all about that King's Feast and the Greek Whopper with the tzatziki sauce and the feta cheese and the spices. And you get the fries, the soft drink, the mozzarella sticks, the cream cheese. Dan, it's all good. $13 valid included waiting for you at your favorite Burger King location for takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. And joining me and talking about local sports right now, we're going to have Earl the Pearl chime in. Let me know when Pearly chimes in there, Mr. Producer. when he's ready to go, and we'll slide him into the conversation. But I'm going to have a great conversation now with some of my good friends from JBLN, the Junior Baseball League of Nassau. Got Mr. Bishop here. Got Mr. Malone here. And, you know, I'm trying to be, you know, respectful because the season hasn't started and my oldest playing, and he might have to go to the plate in front of one of these umpires. So, you know, I'm going to make sure later on. What's happening, man? Mr. Bishop, what's going on? Mr. Malone, how you guys doing? Welcome to the show. How goes it? Now listen, for all them bats you swing, don't be scared of that mic. Pull that mic right up there.
Everything
and that's
good,
power.
Everything
there you go.
Good.
Let me just clear one thing up. Mickey Mantle would have beat Roger Maris if he didn't get hurt. Just saying that for the record.
I've heard that argument on several times from you veterans. We need to pick that up at the park one of these Saturdays because I want to have that conversation with you.
Hey.
But I agree. The Mick was the Mick, though. I mean, I don't want to take nothing from Mickey or talk bad, but when, you know, you can stay drinking until 3 a.m.
That's
and then go 4 for 4 the next day.
Thank God to get up and go play again.
Mickey was a man, so, you know, can't be mad at him. But glad to see you guys here. We got what, the 31st season of JBLN?
34.
34th kicking off 34. Right now. This is 34th year y'all doing this.
We had started before that, but we weren't organized. That was our first official season. When we started.
Wow. Yeah. All right, so.
It's been 34 years.
And y'all have been doing an excellent job up there. You got to be commended. You know, I'm a big supporter of youth sports and making sure we get enough young men, not to mention the young ladies. You know, they need that place too, but especially young men, because we've lost so many between 15 and 30 over the last 20 years, 25 years. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So to have a great opportunity to play a great sport like baseball and the opportunity that you can garner from playing baseball, i.e. scholarships, potentially making it to the pros, it's a good opportunity. So you guys do a great job up there, and you guys starting your 34th season now?
Yep. And that's why it started, because it was just a group of parents who wanted something for their kids to do on a weekend.
Right.
That said, okay, let's just use St. Andrew's Fields and just organize some games. And then they started with 20, it went to 40, it went to 60, and then it started to get...
The numbers just blossomed.
We got to do something. And then that's where we started and started the league. But it wasn't until, I think, 1990 that we started the official season.
Yeah, I mean, and you guys have been doing it because I'll be honest with you, you know, as I matriculated toward fatherhood, some of my friends had already become fathers, so they'd been playing for years. So when I got there, I was like, Bully, you just reached. Come on over. Let me show you how it's done.
Should have been there a long time.
Well, it took me a minute to start a family there, Bishop. You know what I mean? I had a long run for a good catch, you know?
I know what you mean.
So, but getting there, though, and seeing it, and what I like about it is the generational aspect of baseball in this country. You have older brothers play, you have younger brothers play, then you have cousins come along. I used to play for so-and-so. I used to play for Coach Bishop. I used to play for Coach Malone. I want to play. So it's good. People are familiar with it, and it's a good league.
A good example of that is Yakko. Yakko called me about a month ago and said, Bishop, I'm back. I said, what do you mean? Man, my grandchild coming back to play, man. And I go in by the sports center to go pay for that right now because I want him to be able to play.
It sounds like Yak's been waiting for a minute to come out of
just
time.
Get
tall enough, brother. Let's go.
And that's what it's all about. And, you know, just to interject, JBLN is also about softball for girls.
Right. I was going to touch on that as well. You know, the ladies have a good opportunity to play softball, and you do a great job out there.
They have a very great opportunity, and I think right now we have more girls going off to school than boys, but this year we're going to work on that. And as we get into the conversation, I'm going to tell you about something, a new project that we've started up there to promote baseball at that youth league. At that age between 7 to 12, we're going to do more for those kids. Give them more of an opportunity. And by the way, not you sign up a kid yet.
But you know, I got two. You know, as agent for both, you know, I have one signed up. Yeah. We're still in negotiation with the other one. I got to talk to his agent.
Don't be long, bro. Because we got a lot of people coming on board.
Listen, the big boog is ready to go. All right, big boog, pal. The glove is greased. The cleats came out the other day. You know, when I see you making laps and doing your thing and going out in the back and putting up the tee, I know what's going on.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good.
Big boog ready to go.
Tell Sancho yes.
As you know, Nordy, last year was challenging because of COVID.
Well, for the last 2 years, really, with COVID. It was
last year, we didn't even have an opening. And then we stopped. So we were just trying to get through the season. So this year, We're trying to start early. We're more organized and get more kids out there and just get the word out. You can come up to the field and sign up, or you could go online and sign up.
Like tomorrow? Yeah. Like tomorrow, we're going to be there at the field from 9 o'clock tomorrow. Yeah. So any parent who would like to sign up a kid can come up and sign them up. We are also relaxing some of the payment thing. What we want to do is come up and sign your kid. You don't have to pay in full. We just like for you. We still got about 4 months left in this month, in this year.
Right.
You can come up and
now,
pay.
When is the season? The season, you do the preseason toward the end of the year, and then January starts.
The second week
of
January, we start the season. But, okay. You know, for when you sign your child up, the people don't realize that you get your full uniform, socks, pants, belt, jersey, and cap. And medical insurance.
And you have insurance.
So your child is, even if your family doesn't have medical insurance, your child is covered while they're playing up at the fields.
Any JBLN event that child is participating in, he's fully covered.
And plus he's playing for what, 5 months?
5+ months.
So well, that's been a lot of what, you know, as baseball has progressed and developed and matured. You know how people go. They start doing their research. They go online, and then now you have the questions of, we need these kids to play more games. So I'm glad to know you guys are focusing on developing 7 to 12, and of course having the opportunity to have more exposure and more games, because that's what these guys need right now.
Well, the other thing, when they sign up as a parent, you know the league runs on, you know, people volunteering.
Correct.
So if you have the time to come up there and volunteer your time to help coach, you don't have to know a lot about baseball, but just being up there with the young, especially in T-ball and coach pitch, just being out there that you could help the main coach.
Right.
That's what we need. We need bodies out there.
You know, I've been around baseball and softball for almost 40 years, 40 plus years. And right now I'd like to send this out to guys who've been playing this sport, who's retired now from playing. Man, come back and give something to the sport. Come help us with the coaching part of it. Come out and help us with the officiating part of it. Just let the kids know, because a lot of these kids know you from your baseball fame and your softball fame. It's time for you now to
come forward and give back.
You know, give something back to the kids. And Curtis right now, he's down there with the coach pitch, and for years he's been struggling on his own. We're recruiting umpires this year to assist him in that venture. So anybody who want to help a helping hand, you don't have to come up there for 6-7 hours. Come spend an hour or two.
Let's go to the phone lines. We got a call right now. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's happening, guy?
What's going on, man?
My radio, you're talking about JBLN.
Yes, Bobby.
Going on by St. Andrews, right?
Yeah, man, it's still going on by St. Andrews.
You know one fellow named Jeff Albrey?
Lord bless the dead, yes, sir.
You know the Sparky brother-in-law?
I didn't know that, man.
You know Sparky got one sister named Margot.
Dear God, Sparky related to everybody.
No, I only have one brother and one sister. God bless the dead. My older brother played baseball from... Baseball was on the West. We used to call it the Western Fort. You always call it Fort Charlotte.
Mm-hmm, that was the Western Fort. My grandpa, Cam Thompson, used to sponsor a team. Yeah, I made a laundry team. I had plenty of good players on that.
My brother used to play for Solomon Mines as a junior league. He played for Burns House up on the Western Fort. His name was Kip Rudyard Kipling Pinned. Everybody used to call him Kippy before they moved down. Before they moved down to the sports center. Could he listen to it? Jeff was my brother-in-law. He went Eastern Senior then to QC.
Hey, Sparky, didn't you have a daughter who had some kids playing up there?
Yeah.
At JBLN?
That was Shane Radnetta. And then Keishna Radnetta.
Yes.
She had Shane. My sister, Margot Mercedes Joy Fountain Ulrey, had a son named Christopher. I have a son named Christopher. But that's a long story. You know, she believes she's on the other side of the color.
Good God, Sparky, don't go there, man.
She married Jeff, she changed. Yeah, but them chameleon and them lizards.
Listen, I believe when she married Jeff, they didn't refer to her like they refer to you. They used to call you dingy, and that's the problem. You stuck on that dingy reference.
So she started hanging out with those family, and then she changed. But anybody leave that alone. But Jeff would like to say, God bless the dead. He was also the general manager of Purity Bakery for over 30-something years.
That's right.
Then the general manager of Island Wholesale for the rest of his life on Marathon Road. I must say he is the best brother-in-law anybody could ever wish for. He was completely different from his, whatever that lady, she's dating my sister, but anyway.
But I'll throw something out there for Naughty.
He was a fella like this. He never had one of them racial bone in his body. He played softball for QC. He used to pitch. Him and Wayne and Wells used to pitch for Eastern Senior School.
Wasn't he quite the bowler, too? Didn't he win some bowling championships as well?
He was a good bowler.
I used to bowl from, it was the Plaza Lane on top of Home Furniture at Madera Street. Mm-hmm. I used to also repair, as a youngster, I used to go up there with a man named Mr. Harry Bow and his sons. We used to repair the machines, fix the pins in the machine and stuff like that. Cedric Sanders and all the Ivanhoe Sands and all of them, Tex London. Oh, man, I could tell you about sports way back, you know. And then they moved to the Village Lanes, and then Leslie built the Mario's. And like I could say, Jeff was one of those down there, you know, Pat Streeton.
Yeah.
Also pitched.
Pat pitched softball.
Pat was also
softball.
Yeah, he was a bowler. He was a bowler too.
Pat was a bowler. Pat pitched softball down on Southern Recreation, Old Timers, and down to JFK Park.
Sparky, but you could contribute on everything, bro.
Man, I look here. I have to tell you, I 71. I took the Valley Boys' first banner in 1958. So I remember my history growing up, especially the Valley Boys. And the Valley area, Madera Street, Montreal Avenue, Montrose Avenue. A lot of things y'all talking about now, I know it before y'all born.
Well, you brought up about Fort Charlotte. That's where I met Eston Howard.
No, Fort Charlotte, we used to call that the West.
Yeah, the Western, that's when it came. But he
Fort
came
Charlotte.
Out here, and I, as a young boy, I went up there and met him.
Naughty, let me tell you something. Fort Charlotte, the tradition was you go to church Sunday morning, whatever church you go to. After church, come out around 10 o'clock. Around 11 o'clock, whether you got bicycle, car, whatever you got, even the fellas got to put their cleats over their shoulder and their glove, and they back. You walk from Madera
Street. Park was first.
You walk or you ride bicycle to the Fort Charlotte. Down at Fort Charlotte on the eastern side, you had soccer going on. In the middle, right by the podium stand, you had baseball going on. And then I went on in Haynes, you had cricket going on. Sunday, that was the matter of the day.
And Sparky, right, we got to get to the break, but I appreciate your time. And then, I got to give you a show one day. We got to talk history. But I think if I throw any topic at you, you could talk about it. Junkanoo, baseball, politics, who family to who. Wait, Sparky, I don't care what nobody say, but you's my boy, all right? You good to go. You could always chime in here. I don't care who's Mashuk on. You are right with me. But I like to hear from Sparky because he got a little perspective and a little history. Mm-hmm. But if you look back, baseball, you know, has emanated from all these parks we talked about. And it's here where it's at right now. So the good thing about it is, to me, that we are developing. We're continuing to grow. But it's more important to get everybody back into it after the pandemic because, like we talked about off air, we've lost a lot of people to other things because of the pandemic.
Don't forget, during the pandemic, we lost almost 2 years of baseball.
Yeah.
We just didn't play. We followed the protocol, government protocol, and
but listen,
that's where, but now getting back.
But just like what he was saying, that, you know, you played on all these different parks. They were just open grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Now these kids have facility.
Well, somebody who could talk about it is McCullough. He's been waiting patiently to chime in. Pearlie's here. I'm not giving you no special introduction today because your Dolphins lost, all right? But Pearlie's here. Pearlie's another proud member of the Fort Charlotte community and a baseball aficionado. So, Pearlie, you got any? I know you've been listening to the conversation. You know, JB Lynn starting their 34th season. You got any questions for Mr. Bishop or Mr. Malone?
I always praise what they've been doing to grow baseball in this country. JBLN Freedom Farm, what Mario is doing, what Ed and Brister did. We have to invest in our youth. I think we have a lot of talent. If you see, and you can see the talent that is now moving through the pipeline, coming out of all of these entities. So I'm just proud of what you're doing. Happy to see that you get baseball back. I'm happy that we're able to get these kids back on the field. And I may have a couple of young boys I'd like to bring out. So I'll go through Naughty.
Welcome them, man. Bring them.
Now, you want to share some of them Fort Charlotte memories there, Pearly? Because, you know, we had some good baseball players come out of Fort Charlotte now.
I am a chipper knight. And the man that actually taught me how to play baseball is the late great Sherwin Bob C. Egg Taylor.
Yeah.
Gave me my first glove, which was a glove that Adam Bristol actually gave him.
It's a great player.
And he actually taught me how to play first base. It was a young man that was on was the starting first baseman, and I said I wanted to play. He said you can take his job. And I didn't get to take his job, but he actually taught me how to play first base. And I'll never forget what C. Egg Taylor did for me in terms. And I grew up with playing baseball and learning baseball with the Harlem brothers, Adam Brister and Johnny Brister and Don Taylor, C. Egg.
That was a very good clan. They assisted a lot of players in this country. You know,
yes.
I have a lot of fond memories of those guys playing baseball, man.
And I think it's all
one place they played baseball, and used to play baseball in the Catholic Cemetery right on Infantry Road. Before it got full.
Oh, Lord. But listen, one thing I do want to make a point of. Baseball, like I said, there was a period of downtime, and it came back. And if you look at it,
34 years.
So there was a downtime, and 34 years ago, it started to make a renaissance.
Well, you know, Naughty, right now, baseball is back.
Right, it is back.
And you have a lot of leagues springing up. And we wish them all the success, because the more opportunities guys have to play,
mm-hmm.
the better off they're going
to
be.
And I think, you know, when we get to that point where we have the regular seasons, but then we got opportunity for, like, interleague play and more games like that, I think
the kids benefit.
The kids benefit.
That's what it's all about, you know. People don't realize that it's all about the kids.
I mean, when I was to Nationals this year, I saw a kid from Freeport that none of us would have heard about if it wasn't for Nationals.
Yep.
And he pitched Freeport into the title game, if I'm not mistaken, and won it for him, too.
Naughty, you know what was always great? When we had the Bahamas game.
Yes.
I'll never forget that.
I agree.
And credit to this government. They have said that they are bringing it back. And I hope it comes back, because I love to see the Bahamas games back. It'll be a wonderful, wonderful thing to have.
You know what happens?
A country that I admire with the way that they put their love into baseball is, I had an opportunity to visit Cuba before, a couple of times, several times actually. But every town, like Chippenham, Baintown, Fox Hill, had their own baseball field.
That's right.
And had their own teams from the kids, from T-ball all the way up to Masters. And I'd like to see something like that happen here where the Chippenham boys, which was the team that my dad and my uncle played for back in the Dennis Fernandez, and others played for the CBs, the Chippenham boys. I like to see the Chippenham boys go to Nassau East and play the Nassau East fellas and go to Fox Hill and play them. As we develop baseball more and more in this country, because the talent is there and the money there. My fellas are getting $30 million a year.
See, when you look at it, man, just look at the amount of coaches who coming over here and scouting the Bahamian talent. I mean, in all sports, okay? They're scouting that talent. We know we have the talent. And that's one of the reasons why now we're going to begin a new project at JBLN. We've already started, where we are trying to bring out the better part of these young ball players at an early age. We have a program now. We call it JBLN Reloaded. We practice every Monday, Wednesdays, and Saturday from 4 on Monday and Wednesday, on Saturday from 10 until 1. And this is for kids anywhere between the ages of 6 to 12.
And anybody could come.
Anybody. All are welcome. The thing about it is, we don't leave nobody behind. So if you have a kid who never played before, he's 6, 7 years old, he never played baseball, but he's interested, bring him out. We have coaches who are going to be dedicated to assisting them. We don't want to leave nobody behind. The country is going to be better off if we could get a lot of those guys up the street, and parents know they can bring their children in a friendly area where they can be safe and play the game they love. Because we have a lot of dedicated guys who are there who just made a commitment to help these young players?
Well, I like, you know, the direction that you guys got, especially after the pandemic and getting back to where it needs to be. I know we got to get to the break. And before we wrap, first of all, there's a couple of things and information that I need you all to get out there. How can folks register? How is registration again? You can go to the park, but online as well, correct?
Right. Yes, we have. Yeah.
And you can pay online.
Too. You can pay online. We have a just go to JBLN Baseball, and you can register.
And then once you register, like I say, you can already, and you say you kind of waiving the payment programs, you can pay partial payment.
We would like payment in full, but we know things are tough.
Right.
So if you could pay part of it, that's fine. And then pay over, you know,
every month you could come in and make a payment on it. So at the end, by the time it's ready to roll in January, you'll be completed with that payment.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, because there's a lot of, right now we have a lot of maintenance that we're trying to do the park.
Right. I noticed you put out your flyer.
We have a flyer out. We're asking for help. Anybody who does any type electrical work,
plumbing, electrical contractor, a mason, anything, any of the trades, they can offer their time, just the time. That's it. They come up there and help get the fields back in shape. It's not a lot, but we just want them to be in top shape when the season starts. And that's it.
And then as far as the divisions go, you have, because I got in some text right now, T-ball.
We have T-ball.
Coach Pitch.
We have Coach Pitch.
10U.
We have 10U.
12U.
12U. We have 14U. We have 16U. And we have 18U.
All divisions available.
All divisions.
Yeah. Our
all
primary, divisions. Our
core. T-ball and coach ball at what ages? Give the ages so people can know that.
Okay. T-ball is basically up to like 6 years old.
Right, and then
we go into Coach Pitch,
which is 8U, between 6 and 8.
Yes, 6 and 8, and then we go at 10U,
and then 12U,
10 and 12U, 11,
and so on.
Okay,
and that's what's good about the program. It takes them from one stage to the next. They don't get in over the head. They're in a division for a couple years, and then they move on. So they can stay as long as their desire or their athletic ability can carry them. It's up to them. So they can go root to seniors.
So what happens is, if we get a guy in there playing T-ball, we'd like to encourage him to stay until he reaches the age of 18. That means that consistency is there, and he could develop from stage to stage, because that coach at T-ball may not be able to show him what a guy at Coach Pitch is, and a guy at Coach Pitch may can't show him what happened at 10U. So what we want to do is try to develop him into a better ball player as he moves up. This year, we're going to also have some, Naughty, I spoke to you briefly about this. We're going to bring down some coaches from different places in the U.S.
So you have your clinics and your workshops.
So we have clinics and workshop and development players. We're going to also, we have the talent here. We just got to develop it. It's sad that we got to go abroad to bring in those coaches, because we have the talent here. Guys, if they just give some of their time to develop those players right here.
And listen, you give time, because I've coached. I'm still involved in coaching. And, you know, the funny thing about it, when you get involved, you look at it and say, okay, this could be my last season. And then right when you think you can get out, then you see a 10-year-old coming up to 12 and say, oh, Lord, wait a minute. That's my shortstop. Then I got a pitcher over there. I need to stick around for another year.
Naughty, I've been saying that for 25 years.
That's what I'm saying.
But when you get out there for opening day, and I said this to somebody the other day, and you turn around, you see all those kids in their uniform. I mean, and you know, that's kids. That's the future.
That's what they like.
That's the future of the Bahamas.
Right. And you got to reward them. And what I like about baseball, too, it helps build character. Because life is not easy, and life will brush you off the plate every chance it gets. So baseball is a good...
It's not just baseball. It teaches you all the social skills you're going to need. And if you don't go right through, you're going to come out a better person.
What we want to do this year also is we want to enforce and reinforce some things in baseball, like no bullying and, you know, the big brother, somebody looking out for you, bringing you up. We got to bring that back.
Foster it.
We got to make sure that our kids are in a good place. And baseball is also about building character. And we have to do that. We have to develop.
Well, going into the 34th season, you've got your stuff together. So, I mean, we're looking forward to it. And, I mean, I'm not just saying that as a parent whose child is involved in the league. I could say it because I hear the buzz and people talking. We got to get my boys into baseball. So obviously, there's several days to get in, but obviously, you know, people make their mind up based on flyers, what they see, and on how it works. And I think this is a league that works for a lot of people.
But
so,
we're going to begin to advertise more. We're going to have to put more stuff out there so people could see.
The baseball is back and
we're here. It's really back. And we have a lot of dedicated individuals at JBLN who would like for you to be, you the public, to bring your kids there, get them involved in this game. This is for girls and boys.
So the season starts in January, but the park is open every week.
Every day.
And of course, if you want to work on your skills, Mondays, Wednesdays, Saturdays, they have training opportunities for boys and girls between 6 and 12. In addition to that, they've got the full slate of leagues. They've got the full softball leagues for the girls, the full baseball youth leagues for boys. JBLMBaseball.com, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. JBLMBaseball.com. Check out the website. Sign up online. You can pay online as well. And remember, you don't have to pay the whole league fee one shot. You can get in touch with the league, work out a plan, but get your kid registered now. Because baseball is definitely back, and we need as many opportunities for these kids to play.
We're going to have people at the park from 9 o'clock tomorrow. So anybody who wants to sign up, who didn't sign up online, can come up. Anybody who wants to make payment can just come up and, you know, we'll move from
or
there.
Or just come up and see what the facility
is look facility
like.
Is right. Look like.
And talk to somebody and get the information.
Get your info.
Yeah.
Correct. Well, I want to thank you guys for stopping by. We got to get to the break now. But again, you know, you have a platform here. Whatever JBLN needs, feel free to contact me. And we'll get you on and we'll get the word out. And definitely looking forward to another season. I could honestly say, when I see Sancho getting up for the last 3-4 weeks doing his thing, because in his mind, he's ready to go for baseball. And I think playing on the team he played on last year, they did well. They made the championship. They got beat in the championship. So I think they're coming for some unfinished business this year.
Bring it on.
There you go.
That's all about that. So whatever in order you can do as far as helping promote, helping push people towards JBLN, thank you, buddy.
You got it, man. You know, I got to be an equal opportunity pusher, man.
Thank you, buddy.
I got him in both leagues, so no. It's all good. And like I said, you do have a platform here, so feel free to contact me whenever you guys got teams coming in, you got your coaching clinics going on. Whenever you need to get the word out, you know you got a platform here, man. Mi casa es tu casa.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Just make sure, you know, you don't run out of fries and beans this year at the park, Bishop.
No,
okay?
Everything be good, buddy.
That's what I live for at JBLN.
Yeah, I know.
I don't come for you all. I come for the wings and fries. I ain't gonna lie. And everything else after that.
Everything be good.
Okay. See, the wife texting right now. Yeah, tell Bishop make sure I have to check it in.
She could be straight. You know I take care of her.
I know you're the street of the great life, and it's me, you're the dude Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah,
but
you don't
good.
Keep still, Naughty. You don't keep still long enough.
Listen, when I out there, let me tell you something. Some of the biggest things for me is looking at the different games on different fields going on and just taking it in, because this is what I do. So when I come back, I like to talk about as much as that I see. I know you'll think I'm a crazy man, but that's okay. I don't check for you all. I come free and I happy.
You know, people don't realize you come up there to a game that starts at 10 o'clock.
And before you know it, it's 6 o'clock. And you know how you stay there all day.
All day. And you had fun.
I know.
You know, we like to invite you public out. You know, we like to invite you all out. Come and see our facilities and come and see what we have to offer.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you, man. JBLN starting his 34th season in January, but you can sign up now, get your preseason work in, and get ready for the season in January. And that's girls softball and boys baseball at JBLN, Junior Baseball League in Nassau. Thank you guys for stopping by. Appreciate you. Good to see you as always. And we'll talk some more soon. Quick break, flip side of the break. We're talking NFL. Pearly and Peter, we got two things to talk about. The Dolphins lost and who we like over the weekend. We ain't talking nothing else. Pearly, you ready? Buckle up. Are you ready, Pearly? Pearly, you see?
I don't get enough blows. So one or two more ain't gonna hurt me. I'm better than Muhammad Ali. I can tote him.
You need to come get your producer in here, because guess what? He been toting him today, and he looked like Leon Spinks. All right? You better come get him out now. Let's get to the break.
Thank you, Arnie.
And that's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM continues right after this.
What makes KFC sandwich experts? Every bite. All the experience, not taking shortcuts, doing everything the right way, all combined in a sandwich, so that the first bite of a KFC chicken sandwich will never be the last. The Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich features a triple breaded 100% white meat chicken breast, premium mayo, pickles, lettuce, tomato, and cheese on a buttery brioche bun. All our chicken expertise in a sandwich. the Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich, only at KFC Nassau.
Refined style with elegant taste, the Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
So, what would you like to discuss?
Insurance, Doc. It's so frustrating. I go to the mall for motor, drive to Bay Street to get a home quote, swing east to file a medical claim, then go west for a pensions appointment. Don't even get me started about life.
I'm going to prescribe CG Atlantic. They have all the insurance you're looking for.
Really? Thanks.
With all the insurance you need, we're like a doctor that doesn't waste your time and money. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Friday, September 30th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Pearly, Peter, Peter, you there? We got Peter chiming in. Pearly, you there, right?
I'm right here.
All right. Now, we're going to get into the picks, and I appreciate your patience today because, you know, we were talking baseball. But, Peter, you have anything to add condolences-wise to Pearly? It's a rough day for Pearly, man.
Oh, but before that, baseball, you touched on the social aspects of baseball. Some of the best moments of my life were playing baseball in the dugout and having a good time. I know you've played baseball before. No, I don't know, Earl, maybe earlier too.
Earl grew up playing it, man.
That was fun. That was fun, right? I mean, you're just joking around and just, you didn't really care what the score was. You were just joking around with your teammates and having a good time. And that was just, you know, that was the best part of the game.
Some of my best friends in life to this day were made on the sports field and because we played together.
Yeah, and fair baseball, especially, I mean, just joking, like, the guy tries to steal second, and, you know, he slides past the base. There's always something going on in baseball, or he goes to bunt, and he misses the bunt, you know, or he hits a home run. You hit the ball, you swear it's going to go in over. The last second, the glove reaches up and robs you of your home run. I mean, there are all these moments, you know, like, ah, you know, it just, It's great. And to this day, just like you, some of my best friends I met is playing baseball, and we still tell the same jokes about, hey, remember that time you know.
You struck out six times? Yeah, I know. All right.
Condolences, Earl.
You know, I ain't changing the subject.
I am concerned because I do believe Tua had a concussion on Sunday. I believe that. And I believe he had a concussion last night. So that's what, Sunday and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 4 days later? That concerns me. It really concerns me.
I have the perfect answer for that, Peter. And I'm going to say this. The NFL have independent neurologists that come and check these athletes out. The layers that they have to go through. And I'm quoting a sportscaster. It's amazing how all of us Twitter doctors and armchair doctors and radio doctors can look and say, because we hear in the yap all over there, that he had a concussion. So what we're telling is all these doctors are wrong. All these doctors are lying. And who are not paid by the Miami Dolphins have nothing to lose or have more to lose by going with the Dolphins because they're paid to be independent. Would do that. The man had a back injury. I think, in my opinion, Cincinnati knew he had a back injury and they went to try to take, and they hit him so hard on that artificial turf that he then got a concussion. But I don't think he had a concussion last week, and I'm not gonna let us who watching it on TV, because we see us stumbling and listening to the ESPN and the NFL them announcers say, because he stumbled, he had a concussion. And none of them are doctors. They had a paid neurologist who probably getting six figures to do that job. You think they can risk that and lie? Okay.
That debate shall continue, Earl. I agree with your points
but let me respond to Earl. Because Earl
quickly, because we got to get to the picks.
There's a couple things there that Earl's not really talking about. CBS Sports responds, and I can show you the article where the NFL Players Association, who was paid by the players, is investigating what happened on Sunday with Tua.
I'm not running from that.
Let's put all the facts on the table. They're investigating that. And I don't need you have to
have the only fact there, Peter. The only fact there is they are investigating.
Allow me to speak.
All right. Listen, okay? We gotta get to the pick, so make this quick, y'all.
If I don't need to make six figures to look at the man on Sunday and believe he had a concussion.
Okay, Dr. Peter.
That's number one. You don't have to be a doctor to get a good.
Your opinion on a dollar, give me a can of Coke and do hold up in no court of law. So it doesn't matter.
Okay, well, Naughty, I have nothing else to say because Earl won't let me speak. So let's roll into the picks.
No, listen, man. Earl got a lot to deal with today. The Dolphins lost yesterday. And listen, Dolphin Nation, within Dolphin Nation, is having a conversation over Tua. And, you know, you got some presenting like Earl saying, an independent, you know, league official oversaw it. And you got other people coming with the angle of the Players Association. So this is far from over. We'll be talking about this on Monday when we come back. All right? Let's jump in. Last night, I think everybody, I was the lone Bengal. You all two were wrong with the Dolphins. I was correct with the Bengal.
He did come a second thought and say,
That's right. He switched to Dan. That's right. Correct. All right, so we got the Vikings and the Saints at 9:30 in London. All right, rapid fire so we can get out of here. Vikings versus Saints.
Vikings.
I like the Vikings in this one, too. Too many injuries on the Saints side of the football. What say you, Peter?
Let's go with the Saints. The Vikings are, I don't know what's going on with the
Rockets. No Jameis Winston for New Orleans, though. Andy Dalton making the start. Alvin Kamara possibly maybe held up.
Andy's solid. Let's go with the Vikings offense. I was supposed to be better with the new coach, and it's not. They're not gelling. Zimmer was supposed to be the problem, and that's not. It seems that I don't know. I really don't know what's going on with their offense because they have dead players. Anyway, next game.
Browns and Falcons. I like the Browns in this one.
I like the Falcons.
Browns, I think, is their stud defensive end back from his car accident?
No, he's not going to play, right? He's not going to play.
He's out.
Miles Garrett is out. Browns in this one.
The Falcons have, like, no offensive line, so we're going to roll with it. I'm going to roll with the Browns.
This is a get-right game for both of these teams, the Bills and the Ravens. Boy, that's a tough one. I'm leaning Ravens because the Bills still got a plethora of injuries in their secondary and on the defensive side of the football.
I'm going with the next MVP. And see, that's MVP. That's the two MVP candidates, quote unquote. I go in with the Ravens.
I think it's gonna come down to who can run the football better. And it, the Buffalo Bills, they're in trouble with their secondary right now. Now Miami's in big trouble with their secondary, but Buffalo's in trouble too. Let's go with the Bills. I think it's a bounce back game.
All right, we got the Seahawks and the Lions. I like the Lions in this one. Rapid fire the rest of it. Just call them off.
Wow.
Lions.
Seahawks.
Chargers and Texans. I like the Chargers to get right in this one.
Chargers.
Texans.
Titans and the Colts. I like the Colts to keep the winning ways going in a tight divisional race.
Okay. Colts go
to. All right, we got the Bears and the Giants.
The battle for the number one pick, Bears.
Lot of running in this game, but the Bears run the football really well. The Giants don't stop the run well. I'm gonna go with the Bears in this game.
The
Giants are down two starting cornerbacks and three receivers, so Bears.
All right, the Jaguars and the Eagles. Listen, I got to go with the Eagles until they get beat, but I wouldn't be surprised if Peterson and the Jaguars pull the upset in this one.
Never. Eagles.
Jaguars spent a lot of money. I'm going to go with the Jaguars. And the Eagles come back down to earth this week.
Boom. Steelers and the Jets. I like the Steelers at home. The Jets making a switch of quarterback to Zach Wilson.
I got to roll
the Steelers in this one.
Pittsburgh Steelers
without TJ Watt are a different team. I think Jets, you're with the Jets. Zach Wilson's back.
So all right.
By the way,
we got to pick it up, guys. Let's go.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay. We got the Cardinals and the Panthers.
Cardinals.
I like Cardinals to get right in this one, too.
Baker Mayfield, Panthers.
Patriots and the Packers. I like the Packers to win this one in Green Bay.
Packers.
I think Mac Jones isn't playing as Brian Hoyer, so Packers.
Broncos and the Raiders. Raiders got injuries. The Broncos defense is woken up. I don't know. This is a coin flip for me right here.
Russell got to get his sugar, honey, iced tea together. I go with the Broncos.
I think the Raiders finally put it together and get something done. Josh McDaniels can't lose every game.
Yeah, I think the Raiders get right in this one, too. The Broncos aren't scoring, and the Raiders could stay with them and pull this one off. And the Raiders are home. I got to roll with the Raiders in this one. Chiefs and the Buccaneers.
I beat the lone dog.
The Buccaneers and the Chiefs, man. Listen, the Bucs getting a lot of talent back in this game. I like the Bucs over the Chiefs at home. They got the better defense.
Yeah.
I like what Mahomes is doing.
Mahomes, you saw it last week.
This week. Yep. Rams and 49ers on Monday night. I like the Rams to win that one.
I like the Rams.
Woo! Rams.
And we missed the Cowboys and the Redskins and the Commanders, but you know who I'm gonna pick in that one. Dallas wins their third straight.
Yes, Cooper Rush beats Carson Wentz.
I think Cooper Rush comes down to earth this weekend. I can be the lone. I just can be the. You know what? I go into Commanders.
All right. Miss you love company, man. All right. So if everybody chimed in the first hour, our guest, Mr. Bishop, Mr. Malone from JBLN, for Pearly and for Peter chiming in, it's your boy Naughty. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your football. And Dolphin fans, have solace in this. Come Monday, the Dolphins and the Cowboys could be 3-1. And everybody happy. How about that?
Bye.
Yeah. Y'all have a great weekend. Be good, Bahamas. If you can't be good at it. We gone. See you Monday.